2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. Those who oppose him he must gently instruct, in hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth. Hi, this is Keith Davey with MyBridge Radio, keeping you connected. One of the most challenging situations you may face as a witness is when someone opposes the gospel. According to Paul, what is needed most at that moment is gentle instruction. This involves grace and truth. When we speak the truth, we explain the gospel with clarity so that the other might understand. But we do so with grace so that our manner attracts rather than repels. Put grace and truth together, and you have a powerful combination that God can use in others' lives. Ultimately, it's not our answers that make the biggest difference in another person's life or thinking. It's God who is at work through those answers. He must draw the other to Christ. God must grant them repentance. You won't see everyone turn and come to faith, but that's what we pray for and what we hope for each time we engage in conversation, especially with those who oppose the truth. Here's a thought. A gentle person is a powerful tool in the hands of God. So take a step this week. Think back to a discussion with someone who was strongly negative about what you believe. Did the conversation become heated, or did you maintain your gentle composure? Ask God to make you gentle but truthful when facing opposition. Cojourners, connecting you to a life that matters.